This is Ken Sternfeld for KO1 Direct. We've been talking to you about creating a 100-day sweet-ass journal to advance your career as part of the Concierge Service Provider Network. And what we feel we should do as we get 4 or 5 conversations under your belt is to take a break and take a step back. When we were working Monday through Friday, that Friday was Pharmacy Friday. So if you've listened to 4 of these conversations, the conversation today is about reflecting on what it is that you've listened to and what it is that you've learned. So Pharmacy Friday may not fall on every Friday in your work week, because if you listen to 4 of our KO1 Direct conversations, hopefully they'll resonate. So we take a break after each one of those 4 conversations to take a Pharmacy Friday break. It's like taking a day off from the retail stress and strain that you have to think about and ultimately be a care provider. Because we know you want something more. We know you're not happy. We're talking directly to you because we care. And you're one person who, if we find that connection, and that individual can move his or her career to a higher ground, we have done our service as mentors and creators of the Association of Concierge Service Providers. So you will be seeing very early in this year, as we start this journey of 100 days to become a concierge service provider, to become someone who takes control of his or her career, someone who advances the financial and professional rewards that come from delivering the care, compassion, and empathy to patients who need it through our innovative telepractice. As someone who embraces diabetic remote patient monitoring, as someone who then understands that DiAssist and the creation of the DiaBuddy Club can save lives, perhaps lives of your loved ones, family members or friends who you know suffer from that horrific disease. We will take our Pharmacy Fridays to do information detail on things like DNA testing with a company called Pharmazam, who will put an app in your hand that can save lives and lower the risk of adverse drug reactions. So our conversations as we take our breaks in our learning and earning pathway for you as a member of the Association of Concierge Service Providers is to reflect on the fact that there is so much more we can do as pharmacists, that there is so much we can do to help our patients, and there is so much more we can do to change our life from fighting the gremlins, fighting the demons, fighting the pharmacy benefit managers by being the only association that is a pharmacist benefit management association that is helping the next generation of PharmDs and students of PharmDs and even old retired registered pharmacists like myself on how they can practice at the height of their diploma. So this conversation is just for you to take a breath and sit back and say, this is nice. This is a path that I'm enjoying. And we look forward to continuing the conversations with you in the next segment of 4 or 5 conversations. Thank you.